Beware of the Negabugger by Misty Kay. Scientists have recently made a fascinating discovery about an unseen and little understood parasite, the Negabugger, so called because of the negative effect it has on its human host's mental and emotional well-being. It is too small to be seen by the naked eye, yet the symptoms of infection are plainly evident. It lives by attaching itself to the soft membrane of the inner ear. Its tiny buzzing wings vibrate at a frequency undetectable by humans, but which interferes with brainwaves and leaves the victim feeling confused and depressed. These negative vibrations can be difficult to distinguish from one's own thoughts, and the subject may easily be led to believe the buzz of negative self-talk. In more serious cases of infestation, the Negabugger can move into the brain of its hosts to lay its young, breeding thousands of little Negabuggers that can quickly become airborne and infect others via negative words uttered by the host. The Negabugger is a serious pest. The treatment should be administered at the first sign of contagion. The Negabugger must also be dislodged and shaken out of the victim's ear. In standard cases, treatment can be self-administered by tilting the head in the direction of the Negabugger and hopping vigorously while pounding the opposite side of the head. If it is unclear which ear the Negabugger is residing in, apply this technique to both sides of the head to be safe. If more than one Negabugger is present, it may be necessary to repeat the process. In extreme or stubborn cases, the victim may need assistance. If a bop on the head with a pillow fails to dislodge the parasite, it may be necessary to shock it out of hiding. A splash of cold water is nearly always effective. To prevent reinfection, place the subject under headphones and play uplifting music and inspirational readings. Also practice positive self-talk exercises with the subject. Warning: pillow and water treatments should only be administered by qualified adults. If children attempt these maneuvers, it may result in injury or damage to property. Clinical study. In a clinical study involving my children and young teenager, I have found the prescribed treatment to be quite effective in helping them pull out of bouts of self-pity and other negative emotions. For example, one day I entered the kitchen to find my then 13-year-old sobbing over a sink of dirty dishes. I sympathized, saying, "I'm so sorry you're not happy. I want you to know how much I love you. In fact, I love you so much that I have to do this." Producing a pillow from behind my back, I went to work. My daughter laughed and begged for mercy. Post-treatment, the patient appeared to have made a miraculous recovery. She returned to washing the dishes, but to my dismay, she quickly relapsed. Time for step two. I went for the cold water. She saw it coming, but never thought I would do it. After a brief chase around the house, I had her cornered and splash. Even she thought that was funny. A few rounds of laughs and the dishes were almost done. As the mother of an emotional teen girl, I have spent many hours reasoning, cajoling, comforting, and praying in various attempts to pull her out of her hormonal bouts of gloom. But lately I have found the Negabugger treatment to be even more effective and faster working. Once the Negabugger's unsuspecting targets are made aware of the danger, they can learn to recognize and take steps to protect themselves from it by not entertaining negative or destructive self-talk. An ounce of awareness is worth a pound of cure. Beware of the Negabugger. Have a laugh. A merry heart does good like medicine, and is not just good for your spiritual uplift. Many studies have shown that it's also good for your physical body. If you stop and have a good laugh, it can help to pull you out of the doldrums. Have a sense of humor. Relax, laugh, have fun, some outlet that lets you forget your problems and enjoy life.